Welcome back to Renovation Education, brought to you by renovateandprofit.com, Australia's number one specialist in adding value to real estate.
Welcome back to Renovation Education, everybody. This is a podcast brought to you by renovateandprofit.com. My name's Cheyenne and I'm here with Anna. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
How's your week been?
Busy, busy, busy and loving it.
Yeah, productive. We were just having a chat before about everything that's going on. She's one hell of a busy girl. Now, the topic today, Anna, that a few people have asked about is the process of renovating for profit. They know that anybody can renovate, but not everybody can profit. So can you take us through the specifics of, you know, renovating for a profit?
Not a problem. Okay. Now let's think about this. It's like a stepping stone and each stepping stone leads you to the next one. So it's kind of like going up a staircase. You take one step at a time and you'll get there. So first of all, you're going to be looking at finding deals. It's what so many people have trouble with. A lot of clients that come to me just go, look, I don't know where to look. I don't know what I'm looking for. And even when I find it, I don't know if it's good. So, you know, it comes back to very interlinked, this step and research. Now, one will come before other times. So you might be finding deals, then you're researching them. From the research, you work out which, you know, some will be good, some will be bad. You'll go back, do more research and find other deals. And you keep going like that. It's a numbers game. The more you find, the more you then analyze them. And you really got to spend the time, you know, getting to know those suburbs, getting to know who your target market is, getting to know the resale value of different properties and different profiles. So if you do certain changes, what price bracket is going to change it to. Preparing yourself, really getting to know the socioeconomic makeup of the people that live there, all sorts of different things. And as you're doing this, you're narrowing down the stuff that you're finding. And if you keep in the back of your head what adds the most value, then you're going to start looking for those things in potential deals. And then as you're finding and narrowing down your selection, you get to renovation costing.
Yeah.
It is by far the one place where people, if you get it wrong, you are really going to trip yourself up. You know, Yeah. You've heard it. You know, people that go, okay, look, we've got 30 grand that we're allocating towards this renovation. And then 2 months later, they're like, how did we spend 50,000?
Yeah.
It's because they did not spend the time to do this properly. When I do a renovation costing we've got a reno costing template, but it is talking about looking at the minute details of your deal. So when you're walking through, you're not just doing an inspection. You're not knocking on walls and just jumping up and down on the floor and, you know, seeing if you see any obvious mold or something. You're really looking for that detail. You're looking at, you know, your skirting boards, your PowerPoints, your, you know, fly screens, and you're going room by room, space by space, outside, inside, on top of the home, everywhere, to look at everything that needs to be added to it, modified, replaced, removed, anything you might need to do to it. So you can really work out what the changes are in terms of materials and in terms of labor.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. You know, people look at it and start asking, oh, well, you know, what should I pay for a kitchen? And it's like, you know what, you might want to just find the right area first before you start picking out different colours and, you know, what sort of tapware. And people see them as the exciting part of the renovation.
Mm.
And there's all the nuts and bolts. And I think that saying of 90% preparation, 10% perspiration probably fits in really well with how you go about renovating for profit.
Exactly. And it's a numbers game. You know, it's no wonder that you get so many people that are good at this that have come either from an accounting or some sort of IT background or some sort of, you know, where they deal with numbers or they've got a systematic way of looking at things, because it's about the detail. If you spend a bit more time getting your renovation costing right at the start, not only will you know what you'll be up for, but you can feed that information into your profitability analysis.
Yeah.
So when you use your property analysis tool and you're working out if a deal has profit in it or not, you've got to put in all your costs. You've all your project costs, meaning all your purchasing, your holding, your selling, and all your add value costs. And that's how it becomes easy to then compare if you're going to do a reno. Like, I'll give you an example. We bought a block a couple of years ago, big long block, two street frontages. So two houses on it, and each house has its own street frontage at either end. Now, we could buy this deal, keep it as is and just rent them out. We could buy, renovate the houses, increase the rental yield and just rent them out. We could subdivide them, again, renovate on, renovate and, you know, rent them out or sell them. We could knock them down or build 5 townhouses on them. And so it's not just about working out, is this deal better than another deal? But even within the same deal, working out what's going to be the best thing exactly. for you to do.
Yes, and I know that, you know, people will say if you can put more units on it, it will, you know, give you more profit. And you know what? It doesn't sometimes. It's all about figures. I know that we've, you know, looked at deals that have, I've said, no, it doesn't work on 4. It works on 3, but it doesn't work on 4. You know, and that's where people say, well, if you put more on it, you should be able to make more. No, well, it costs more to build too. You know, so that's where I think people need to understand the different points of leverage in every deal and what risk level they're, you know, prepared to sort of enter at.
Yeah, and how much you want to have in your own control as well. I'm very much a person, I like to get in there, do what I need to do, get out. I don't like it when there's other people, you're at mercy of them and you're kind of exposed and waiting to see what happens. I've had clients I've consulted for where they're looking at those projects where you've got the house that you can renovate and you can subdivide the back, and you can either just subdivide and sell off the land out the back, or you can subdivide and build on the back, you know, and of course renovate the front house to get the best returns. And you know what? It's more often than not, it's worked out better for them to subdivide and just sell off the land then go through the time and effort and cost of actually building something on that space in the back. So, but you don't know that until you spend the time to do your numbers. Number crunching, it's got to be done. And you have to be realistic about your renovation costing, because that information is part of your cost and your profitability analysis. So not only that, but you need to look at your worst case scenario. Always. Round up all your costs, round down your profits, and see if your worst case scenario is profitable. You know you're going to do better than that.
Well, it's another question, you know, we sort of always get, which is, what is enough profit?
And that'll come back to different people and also depending on what budget they're in. But one thing I'll encourage people to think about, a lot of people always go, think about percentages. Now, to me, percentage doesn't mean anything. 10% of 300,000 is very different to 10% of 800,000. So what I like to work on is a dollar figure, and I actually encourage most of my clients to do the same thing. Think about it in terms of, if you're going to go in and do this renovation, say you get the renovation done in 2 or 3 months, you put it back on the market for another month, and then you sell it to someone else who might want 1 or 2 month settlement period. Now, for you to go to that effort and to spend the time doing it, what is it going to be worth it for you? So think about what that dollar figure is that'll make it worth your while. I've had clients that are more than happy to take on a deal that's going to make them $30,000 because they're starting out and they really are happy just to get started somewhere. Then they can take those profits, use it to go step up into the next slightly bigger price bracket to get more profits and work their way up. Now, I've had other clients that just won't touch anything unless it has at least $50,000 deal in it. And then I've had other clients that they're only interested in projects that are going to make them more than $100,000. It doesn't matter if it takes 12 months, but that's what they're looking for. So time you're really money. Exactly. And some people are more interested in one thing than another. Some people go, oh, look, I could do one deal over 12 months, or I could do 3 deals in that 12 months, and those 3 deals might overall make a lot more than that 100,000, but depends on what you want to do and how involved you want to be as well. Now, whilst you're going through and you're doing all this analysis, you're getting to know where you're investing, you're getting to know your renovation costs to do with the deal, you're getting to know what's going to add the most value and how much profit there is actually there. So is it worthwhile doing or not? Then you've really got to think about your purchasing. Because you might be doing all the numbers and it looks like a great deal, and I've had this happen with clients and they've got profit in it, and I might give them some great advice, but through not being experienced negotiators and also just not having to do this too often and so not really knowing what to keep an eye out for, they might talk themselves out of some of the profits by negotiating against themselves sometimes. and paying much more than they should for a deal. So you really got to be smart about your purchasing and use the numbers. You can actually use your profitability analysis. If you look at property analysis tool and you do all your numbers, you can work backwards so that you can work out what the top price is that you're prepared to pay in order to make that profit deal.
Because you've got
to
have that movement.
Exactly.
You can't just say, oh, this is what I'm prepared to pay. You've got to have that movement within the deal. So we'll put that link on underneath the podcast so that people can go through and have a look at that. I think it's just it's the fundamentals that, you know, some people get wrong, and they can absorb knowledge and they can go to courses and seminars, but until they actually do the figures and do their research and really get their teeth into it, they can make some really silly mistakes. And purchasing is a huge one. I think that we've probably both seen properties that have added, you know, a lot of value, but they could have done it a lot smarter.
The thing is that you really can leverage when you're doing your purchasing, you can leverage off these other steps. So all this analysis that you've just done, you can actually leverage off that. You can use the information that you've spent and prepared your reno costing template and all that information in order to help you and assist you with purchasing and negotiating smarter. I'll cover that more when we get to renovation costing and how you use that information. Same with your profitability analysis. It can really assist you work out those boundaries of what you're prepared to pay for it and up to which point it's worth your while. So we've gone through, we've done all this research, we've done analysis, we've found some great potential deals, we've assessed them and worked out which ones are worth pursuing, and we've gone through and we've negotiated and we've got the one we want. So now you've got to get in there and you've got to start doing the actual renovation.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I think that's for the next podcast. What do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
I think we should probably go, next week instead of taking questions, we'll just go straight into that one. What do you think?
Definitely. Look, it's one of those things that I think scares a lot of people. They've heard stories about other bad experiences that other people have had, and they haven't actually really, it's such an unknown, they don't know what to expect, and you really have to think about what's going to add the most value, and you've got to think about the order in which you're renovating in, where you're finding your trades, where you're getting materials. I have a feeling we're going to have a couple of topics in here that we might have to separate out so we can cover properly.
Just to ask a question, with your analysis tool, do you use that when you're negotiating with agents?
Definitely. Not only to negotiate with agents, but you're actually making their job easier, because when you provide them with, I've done this before, printed out the reno costing template from the software once it's filled in, and actually included it in with my offer, because it shows them, I'm serious, but it really shows them that I've put in the time to really analyze it properly, and I know my boundaries. I know I can show them how much needs to be done and how much it's actually going to cost me. I'm not showing them how much I'm going to make. Yeah. I'm showing them how much it's going to cost me to do this renovation. And then I'm saying to them, look, the reason I'm offering what I'm offering is because of this. This is how much I need to do. This is how much it's going to cost it. And to make it worthwhile for me, I would have to buy it at this price. And, you know, of course, there's other things that come into it. But you're making their job easier, because they've got something they can actually go back to the vendor with as well to explain where you're coming from. You're not pulling a number out of your hat. Yeah. You've actually put some thought into it. So you've gone through and you're doing this renovation, you do a great job, and then from that point you've still got to close the deal. You haven't got your profits out until you've either sold it, rented it out, or got more equity out of it. So you've really got to complete that circle, and throughout this whole time, each step along the way, you're building your teams. You're building your teams. You know, it doesn't matter if it's your accountant, your solicitor, your mortgage broker, your tradesman, your supplier. These people are people that you need to have relationships with, and if you want to have this and do this ongoing and repeatedly and be successful at it, you've really got to surround yourself with the right people and always be fine-tuning your teams. Now, if you want to know more about these things, go to renovateandprofit.com. Go to one of our events, or even if you want to be very specific on this, you know, you can get the software. You can do different things to help you and assist you each step along the way.
Yeah, I know that you're not available for coaching right at the moment, as in one-on-one, but I'm sure we'll let our listeners know when you're opening that up again. Will that be soon?
Yeah, look, I do this in very small groups, because primarily what I do is renovations. I do some of these other things in my spare time. It's a bit of a running joke. So I tend to run renovation coaching groups in between actual renovations. So I do them, you know, when I can fit them in, and I do them
when
in
they
small
fit the schedule,
groups.
Basically.
Exactly. Yeah. And I like having, like I talked about building teeth, I actually like having a bit of that personal relationships with the people I coach. I like being their accountability buddy. I like giving them homework so they practice what they're learning on real life examples.
Especially when they get stuck at points. And I know that when I first started, I would get stuck at points, and I had to push through myself because I really didn't have anybody as an accountability partner, and I pushed through and pushed through, and I can remember there being, you know, a couple of weeks where I just sat because I thought, I can't figure this out properly. I can't. What am I doing wrong? And having somebody there is paramount, I think, in any part of your business, to be quite honest.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And if you treat this like a business, you know, you really will do well with it. But, you know, it's having someone that you can, like you say, ask a question. Mm. It's having a bit of that one-on-one time too that you can double-check things, you know, and even if it's like trying to work out how to use the software, you know, someone you can go, can we run through this together, or can we have a look at this floor plan together? And once – it's like anything in life. Once you've done it once, once you've had someone step you through that process and hold your hand through that first one, you go away and you go, I can do this. You know, you feel more confident about doing it and repeating the process yourself. But really get to know – each of these steps in the process that we've briefly mentioned today is there is such a wealth of information behind each one of these of how you actually do it, what you should do, how to make it work for you, how to make it successful, how to make it profitable. Get to know them, spend the time, and you will do well.
Yeah, I think we'll do a whole podcast on teams. And who's in your team? I'm tipping we'll get a few questions like that this week, Anna.
Yep, I'm sure we will. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Anna. It's been great. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Definitely. Look, guys, if you want more info, go to www.renovateandprofit.com. Got a whole bunch of articles that we've recently had published from different industry publications on there as well. You can download newsletter you can sign up to and a whole bunch of other information. And for other podcasts, and also if you've got any other questions or any topics you'd like for us to cover in the future, please go to www.renovationeducation.com, and we'll see you guys soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Anna.